Mountain Voices Project is a nonpartisan, broad-based organization comprised of 30 member institutions, including English in Action, and has put together an accountability session with county commissioner candidates from the Tri-County area. Could you tell us a little bit about what makes this candidate forum special?
It's not a debate, and it's not a typical forum. It's an opportunity for ordinary community members, the leaders in our member institutions, to share with commissioner candidates some of the issues that we're concerned about and to get a commitment from the candidates to continue working with us on those issues in the future, should they be elected.
And what are some of the issues that Mountain Voices Project is focusing on?
So our issues are developed out of conversations that we have with our members called house meetings, where people have an opportunity to talk about what keeps them up at night, what gets them up in the morning. And we identify issues of common concern in diverse communities. And so the current issues that we're working with have to do with caring for children and ensuring that they have enriching and safe activities to do outside of school hours, the rising rate of uninsured and underinsured, aging in community, as well as pandemic relief. With the pandemic, we identified that there was a common concern around housing and eviction. And so we have launched a landlord-tenant housing recovery fund that's intended to help both landlords and tenants avoid the consequences of eviction. And we hope that this session will foster a commitment among county commissioners in the three counties to work in a regional way to address the needs of our families.
Yeah, it seems unique to have all of these neighboring counties, but to have them represented in one sort of Zoom session together.
Absolutely. We're so interconnected, and yet accidents of geography often separate us.
Well put. Laura Beaulieu, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, thank you so much for sharing this opportunity. This event's about civic engagement and what democracy should be all about. It's a very respectful event, and as you mentioned earlier, it's nonpartisan. We believe that we have more in common than what divides us.